Jamela Lomas, and welcome to this edition of Afroloops, Discovering the Instruments of Africa, where we explore some of the instruments from the African continent. In this edition, I will be talking about the djembe drum, and to help me tell you all about it, I'm joined by Joe Makanza. Welcome, Joe.
Hello, hello everyone, how are you?
So, Joe, can you tell us a little bit about the djembe?
Yeah, we actually have three sounds. The bass is on the middle, then the tone towards the edge, and then the slap at the edge of the drum.
Joe, could you please play a little bit for us just to demonstrate how that low bass and the tone and the slap sound?
Okay.
Very interesting. Thank you, Joe. So the djembe was invented in West Africa around 1200 AD, and it's one of the most versatile and widespread percussion instruments in the world, and it's very popular with musicians across the continent. One of the many reasons for its popularity is probably due to its amazing ability to create an unusually wide range of pitches, as Joe demonstrated for us. So the distinctive sound that we just heard from Joe is due to the distinctive design of the djembe. And the goblet-shaped body of the drum is carved and hollowed out of a single piece of tree trunk. This is what allows the large bowl-shaped chamber in the upper part of the body to create the low resonance for the bass strokes. The narrow lower section helps project the volume of the tone sounds. The head of the drum is traditionally made from goat skin, but nowadays pig skin is often used. The skin helps provide the djembe with the piercing high-pitched tone and slap sounds. The tautness of the skin is very important. The shaved goat skin is lapped around a steel hoop and placed over the lip at the top of the drum. Another steel hoop is then wrapped with coiled rope on top of the skin-lapped hoop so that the tension of the skin can be adjusted by tightening or loosening the attached vertical ropes lining the outside of the bowl of the drum. According to the Bambara people of Mali, the name djembe comes from the saying "ankeje, ankebe." Now, this describes the drum's purpose, and it translates to "everyone gather together in peace." The djembe has been an integral part of spiritual and ritualistic life in Africa for many generations. It was traditionally only played by people referred to as griot. They are well-respected upper-class court musicians, and they would use it for storytelling, which is an intrinsic African tradition for passing on important historical, religious, and cultural information to future generations. The drum is very closely linked to singing and dancing. And any aspiring djembe fola, which is the name that is given to a djembe player, also needs to learn the songs and the dance moves that go with the rhythms that they perform. Various dances have different symbolic meaning and are performed at important events such as festivals, calling for rain or a good harvest, or at ceremonies like births, weddings, and funerals. The Madinka or Malinka people of West Africa say that a skilled djembe fola is one who can make the djembe talk. This means that the player can tell an emotional story with his djembe. Traditionally, the djembe is played only by men, as are the dunun, which is a much smaller drum that always accompanies the djembe. Even today, it's rare to see women play djembe or dunun in West Africa. So rare, in fact, that many African women express astonishment when they do see a female djembe player. I really hope you've enjoyed listening to this episode of Afroloops, and thank you so much for listening to our podcast. If you'd like to hear more on the series, the URL is coming up. Goodbye.
Listening to this edition of Afroloops, Discovering the Instruments of Africa. For more in the series, go to ru.ac.za/ILAM/podcasts or find us wherever you get your podcasts.